You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on August 3rd, 2023. And this week we're talking about UFOs and the possibility of alien life forms visiting the Earth from other planets. Now, you might be thinking, that doesn't sound like a Bible topic, but we are definitely going to be using the Bible to address this. Recently, some military officials testified before Congress about the U.S. government's cover-up about UFOs and other information that they collected related to that. Well, if it turned out that it was true that aliens exist and had visited the Earth, what would that mean from a spiritual standpoint? We're going to talk about that in our episode today. For links to the story and other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/080323. Now, one quick comment before we begin today. August 1st is the anniversary of the start of Plain Bible Teaching, so 2 days before when this episode is being released. I started the site way back in 2005, and I am grateful that I've been able to continue this as long as I have. But each year around this time, I conduct a reader survey, or in our context here, we could call it a listener survey or a viewer survey or whatever we want to use. But I do that to see how long people have been following Plain Bible Teaching, to gauge interest in possible new features that could be added in the future, and to get ideas of topics that might be addressed, either in articles or podcasts or videos or something like that. So if you are listening to this or watching this within the first couple of weeks after it is released, could I ask you to do me a favor and visit the show notes for this episode and find the link to that reader survey? It'll take just a couple of minutes to fill out, and if you could send me your feedback, that would be helpful to me. I would certainly appreciate that. And thank you for following Plain Bible Teaching and encouraging me in this effort. I sincerely appreciate that. But now for our story this week. U.S. recovered non-human biologics from UFO crash sites, former intel official says. From NPR, three military veterans testified in Congress's highly anticipated hearing on UFOs Wednesday, including a former Air Force intelligence officer who claimed the U.S. government has operated a secret multi-decade reverse engineering program of recovered vessels. He also said the U.S. has recovered non-human biologics from alleged crash sites. But while the topic of little green men did come up, much of the discussion centered on improving processes for reporting unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, the military term for UFOs. Increasingly, UAP refers to anomalous rather than aerial phenomena to account for sightings in both air and water. Later in the article, it says this: retired Major David Grush, who went from being part of the Pentagon's UAP task force to becoming a whistleblower, told the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee that he had been denied access to some government UFO programs, but that he knows the exact locations of UAPs in U.S. possession. Then it goes on and says this: Grush also alleged the U.S. has retrieved non-human biological matter from the pilots of the crafts, adding, "That was the assessment of people with direct knowledge of the program I talked to, that are currently still on the program." While he refrained from sharing any further information in the public hearing, Grush offered to disclose details behind closed doors. Now, this story is a little bit different from the ones we typically talk about here on the podcast, but it's not the first time I've addressed this topic on Plain Bible Teaching. Back in 2009, I wrote an article commenting on a news story that I saw about the Vatican looking for signs of alien life. They wanted to see whether extraterrestrial life was possible and what implications that would have for the Catholic Church. And I'll link to that article in the show notes, but the link to the news story in that article is broken and no longer goes to the original news article. But I wanted to cover some of the points in that article here today. So in 2009, the Vatican was wondering what the existence of alien life would mean for the Catholic Church. Today, I want us to consider what the existence of alien life would mean for Christians. And these points we're going to cover here are based on that article. First point is this: God is still the creator. Many believe that the universe was formed by some great cosmic accident. They call it the Big Bang. And many scientists contend that if everything came about by mere chance, then there's no need to include God in the discussion about where we came from or how the universe got here. They just leave God out of it. And they think that if they could find evidence for life elsewhere, then it would support their theory that life came about merely by natural processes and not the work of God. Because if life began naturally here, then why couldn't it happen the same way on other planets? However, finding evidence for the existence of alien life on other planets does not change this fact. Genesis 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So whether we find life on or from other planets or not, this fact does not change. God is still the creator. And then related to that point is number 2. God also created the universe in the way that he said he did. Regardless of what may or may not have been done on other planets, we know what the Bible says about creation. Genesis 1 tells us that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 literal, consecutive, 24-hour days. Finding alien life forms will not change this. It will not automatically make this mean that, well, there must have been millions or billions of years. What the Bible records of what God did in the creation, how it says that he did it, that does not change. Number 3, mankind is unique and special. The evolutionist who believes that life came about by blind chance through natural processes has to conclude that man and mankind is just not special. We are just another animal, a more highly evolved animal, but we're just another animal. But the Bible tells us that mankind holds a special place in God's creation. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 says, "God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" We were made in God's image and have been given dominion over his creation. But not only that, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 tells us that God desires all men to be saved. This is the specialness and the place that God has given us. He's put us over his creation. We've been made in his image, and he wants us to be with him for eternity. No UFO-related discovery will ever change this, and it should not ever make us think that we are not important to God. The fourth point is that the Bible says nothing about alien life forms on other planets. So whether or not aliens exist, we need to understand that the Bible simply does not address it. That means that there is no passage that suggests that God created life on other planets. At the same time, there's no passage that definitively says that he did not. Therefore, this is not a matter that pertains to our faith. It simply falls in the realm of opinion and speculation, which is important because it gets to our next point. Number 5 is that the Bible is still true. If it could be proven that intelligent life forms do exist on other planets, what does that mean for in terms of what the Bible says and what we find in it? Well, going back to the last point, since the Bible is silent on the subject. A discovery like that would not discredit the Bible. The Word of God is still the truth, as Jesus said in John 17:17, when he said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth." And 1 Peter 1:25 says that his Word endures forever. So any discovery like this, even if it could be verified and is credible, it does not change this fact that the Bible is still true. And then the sixth point, and this is also related to the first point, all of these go together, but God's plan of salvation will not change. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Salvation is only through him, and Peter affirmed this when he stood before the council in Acts 4 and verse 12. It said, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." And then later in the New Testament, the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 5 and verse 9, "Having been made perfect, he," referring to Jesus, "became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation." Well, what if aliens came to earth and started to proclaim some other plan of salvation, or tried to tell us that there was another way to have eternal life? Remember what Paul wrote to the Galatians. Galatians 1:8 and 9, "But even if we or an angel from heaven," or in this context we could add an alien from outer space, "if they should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed." Aliens or no aliens, Jesus is still the way, and it is only through him that we can be saved. But one additional point that I wanted to add here today about this fascination that people have with aliens and the possibility that there is life beyond what is on our planet here. My father-in-law, Tim Hale, who preaches here in Bowling Green, told me about a sermon that he preached this past Sunday in response to this story, that this was where he got this idea for his sermon. But he was addressing the fascination that people have with the possibility that alien life could exist. And what are they so fascinated about? When they think about aliens and the fact that they could come from other planets to visit the Earth here, you have beings from the heavens with superior wisdom and greater power than we could imagine here. Yet so many of those same people have very little interest in Jesus, one who came from heaven down to earth. He was God in the flesh, more powerful than any being, whether human or some alien race, more powerful than any being. But they're not interested in him for some reason. Now, Jesus is not an alien in the sense that people think of regarding UFOs, but he is worthy of our attention, and we should put our faith in him. So as you wrap this up, do aliens exist? I don't know. Does the government cover up information, hide it from the public? I'm certain that they do. But while discussions like this are interesting, we should not allow them to overshadow what is truly important: the hope of salvation that we have in Christ and the need for us to render faithful obedience to him. So you can believe that aliens exist, or you can not believe that they exist. But Jesus said in John 8:24, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." We need to make sure that we get that right above everything else. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this to be interesting, informative, and helpful. For links to the story we talked about and other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/080323. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast and share it with others that you think would be interested, that is always appreciated. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning, if you have a minute to fill out that reader survey that I have that's linked in the show notes. Again, if you're listening to this maybe a couple weeks after it is released and that's still available and you have time to do that, I would appreciate that. And if you're listening to this, remember that we are also uploading video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, then that option is there for you. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see other videos that we're posting here from time to time. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, whether it's about UFOs or some other more standard topic, I guess you could say, that we normally cover here, whatever it might be, if you have some news story or some topic that you think would be good to discuss, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.